What would you say if we said tickets to Abu Dhabi to a preseason NBA game? What would you say if we said scenic rooftops, yacht experiences, and VIP access? Living it up costs a lifestyle. What would you say if we said this is all happening over one weekend? Yeah, we know what y'all gonna say. Say what? Say no more. I'm getting myself an extra cold Castle Lite. Purchase any Castle Lite at a participating outlet and enter. And this could actually be you. For real. Enjoy the light side of the court with Castle Lite. Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. T's and C's apply.
The headlines. Milupi launches construction of Samtia Kasawa Road. And over 16,000 pupils targeted for deworming in Jinsali. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, has launched the construction of the Samtia Kasawa via Luwe Road in Chifunabuli District to bituminous standard. The 80-kilometer stretch, which includes an additional 5 kilometers of township roads, will be constructed at a cost of over 937.9 million kwacha by China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation, Zambia Limited, in joint venture with Palmetto Trading Limited. More than 16,000 pupils have been targeted for deworming under the Health Learners Program in Jinsali District, Muchinga Province. Jinsali District Health Director Technical Services, Kennedy Kaboswe, who launched the exercise at Mishishi Primary School yesterday, appealed to school administrators and parents to ensure that all eligible learners receive deworming tablets. For international news, here's the BBC.
For the first time ever, the Church of England has chosen a woman to lead it. Dame Sarah Mullally, who's the current Bishop of London, has been named as the next Archbishop of Canterbury. A former Chief Nursing Officer for England, Ms. Mullally, who's 63, will replace Justin Welby, who resigned nearly a year ago over a safeguarding scandal. The Archbishop of Canterbury is the leader of the Church of England and the ceremonial head of the Worldwide Anglican Communion. Speaking at Canterbury Cathedral, the new Archbishop said the Anglican Church faced many challenges, but also had hope. Germany's Munich airport closed temporarily after a number of drone sightings. It's the latest European airport forced to halt operations because of unexplained drone flights. It's since reopened.
The US dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 89 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 32 kwacha 14 ngwe. The euro is trading at 28 kwacha 4 ngwe. And the South African rand trading at 1 kwacha 38 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
England have recalled Bukayo Saka for next week's matches against Wales and Latvia, but there is no place for Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden or Jack Grealish. Arsenal forward Saka missed last month's World Cup qualifying wins over Andorra and Serbia with a hamstring injury. The 24-year-old recently returned for Arsenal and scored in their 2-0 win over Olympiacos on Wednesday. Plenty of sunshine in Lusaka. Maximum temperature 28 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with a temperature to drop to as low as 14 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Milupi launches construction of Samtia Kasawa Road. And over 16,000 pupils targeted for deworming in Jinsali. My name is Terence Makondo. Good day.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 official number one hit music station.
You should see the way the stars illuminate your stunning silhouette. You're glowing in the